Welcome to the Stream of David on Om Times Radio with best-selling author, channel, and creator of the Taya spiritual practice, David Strickel, shares the eternal wisdom of the consciousness called the Stream. The Stream of David show is fun and informative and seeks to not only answer all your spiritual and life questions, but to also provide proven tools to navigate life's obstacles and find a path to joy, clarity, and abundance by hearing the Stream's no-nonsense, direct approach to spirituality. Prepare to have your mind blown and receive clarity on your life and the universe like you perhaps never have before. And now, your host, David Strickel.
Welcome to the Stream of David show. I am here with a regular guest and my really good friend, Matt Garten. Hi, Matt.
Hey, David. How are you? Hello, everyone.
I am very, very good. I'm still riding the wave of our Taya Mastery meeting last Friday.
Yeah.
Which I wrote all weekend. Yeah, it was absolutely amazing. So, yeah. In our Taya program, we have a mastery level. After boot camp, you can get into mastery if you're really ready to take it to the highest level. And we have a two-hour meeting every other Friday. And the first hour we spend in a mastermind setting. And the second hour I channel. And Matt leads the channeling in there as far as asking the questions and directing and doing all that sort of thing. And we just had an incredible session with the Stream. It was just very, very enlightening, to say the least,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it was magnificent, and you never really know where it's going to go. And I think having that collective group energy and everyone was kind of feeding in stories, feeding in questions for me to ask. So we kind of collectively dove deeper and deeper into this universal knowledge, and it just leaves you with such a buzz when you discover this new information and when you unearth the secrets of the universe. It was fantastic, and I love being able to take my practice to another level and to be able to try new ideas and try and understand this experience that we're having a little more. You know, that really lights me up, and I think we were all kind of left a bit shocked in a good way as to just how high the energy was.
Yeah. Yeah, and as we were talking about how, you know, we spend an hour together, and you know, we're all friends, virtual friends. I've met some of you in person since. There's some people on there that I haven't met in person yet. We've known each other for a while. You've all been through the boot camp program and have stuck around and excelled into mastery. And in that relationship, we're all very comfortable with one another. And so we spend an hour raising the vibration. So the second hour when I channel, it's really next level. So we're not going to try to recreate exactly that today, but I think we're going to rehash some of the things that came through that. And the general topic for this episode, this show today, is maintaining source connection almost all the time, because that's a key component to the Taya practice. Is all the things that we do, excuse me, in the Taya practice, is we're doing things to raise our default vibration. And in that process, we're releasing fear. And we're allowing trust. And Taya stands for trust your abundance. And trust is, to me, the most important word in the English language is trust. And whatever the other words in other languages are, you speak more languages than I do, Matt, so you can tell me. But you know, that word is so important, because everything, if I had to boil down spirituality, life success, general happiness and well-being, anything down to one thing, it's trust.
It's true. Well, you know, any sort of mindset practice or belief structure is based around trust of some sort, because you're trusting something you can't see. And usually you start a practice before having had the deep life-changing experiences to keep you going on that path. But yeah, I thought it was just, you know, I think all of us, there's still a lot of chat. We've got our own private chat group, and everyone's still like, I had such an amazing weekend. I think what struck me was just experiencing that clarity of energy and of understanding, and collectively us all raising our vibration has has a halo effect, has like an afterlife. And that's kind of kept us all kind of trippy and floaty and happy for most of the weekend, which was amazing. You know, and so how can we do that in our day-to-day life? Because that, I think that's the essence of Tyre, isn't it? To stay up the spiral and to stay happy and clear and have that freedom and joy that is our birthright, really.
Exactly. And you know, there's a path to arriving in a place where you can just be up the spiral almost all the time. And part of that is appreciating the time that you're not. That sounds very tricky. Mm-hmm. It sounds very, very tricky. Like, wait a minute, my goal is to be up the spiral in high vibration all the time, yet you're telling me to be okay with not being up there. Well, not being up there is part of life, part of our experience as physical beings, is that polarity is going to drag our vibration down sometime. Mm-hmm. And when we come to appreciate that downtime, and I say this over and over and over again, that little bit of dip down in vibration, which creates an instantaneous negative emotion that we're very aware of, especially when you're practicing Tai, you become very aware of it really early on. You know, a lot of people, we talk a lot about getting into get it done mode in life, where, you know, you've just got to get to work and you've got to get through the email and you've got to get dinner cooked and you've got to take care of your kids and you've got to do this and you've got to do that. Where is your vibration while you're doing all that stuff? Because if you're frustrated with what you're getting or not getting in life, whether it's, you know, material things or more self-appreciation or better health or just more joy, there's something that needs to change to allow those things to flow in. And the thing that needs to change is, what is your default vibration? Mm-hmm. And if you are meditating and appreciating and doing all of this work and then getting into your all-day life, your all-day, everyday life, and allowing your vibration to drop. And I see this a lot in spiritual communities. You know, I'm a member of a lot of Facebook groups and things like that. And there are a lot of people, and of course, you know, the word spiritual is a big, big tent. It means lots of different things to lots of different people.
Yeah.
And I see people in these groups saying that, you know, I want to be spiritual, but I work with all these toxic people and my family just treats me so badly and I'm this and I'm that. And the idea is not changing your surroundings. The idea is finding peace with your surroundings as they are, and allowing that to become the foundation with which you change things.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, because the stream even says you should be able to find happiness and joy even if you're in a straitjacket in a padded cell.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that's their teaching on, you know, we think we need these tools, and the, you know, they say there's nothing wrong with our tools, you know, crystals, essential oils, you know, healing from incense, other people, all of that stuff is human created tools, exactly, that can help us raise our vibration, but they have the power that we give to them. And if those tools, for whatever reason, are not available to us, we don't really need them because the power is within us.
Yeah. Yeah. The tools only have the magic because we give them the belief. You know, we think that when I have this, everything will be better. Whereas the secret is, everything can be better as soon as you believe, as soon as you reclaim your power, and as soon as you take responsibility for your life and work towards making the changes to not need anything else to be happy.
And that's what healing is in general, is healing yourself. But if you're giving your power to someone else to heal you, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, Source is not judging anything that we do here on Earth. Mm. You know, judgment is a human condition. Although, you know, if we were raised in religion, we might think differently. But, you know, the stream has been very, very clear that you know, judgment is definitely a human thing. But I just don't ever want to be in a situation where I'm dependent on another being or another thing to raise my vibration. And if you do have, you know, somebody there that's helping and guiding you, that's not a bad thing. Enjoy it, utilize it, but don't become dependent upon it or any other tool, because the power is all within ourselves, always.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you know, it is actually, it's kind of surprisingly easy to do it once you get the hang of it. And part of it is obviously the training, and you know, the more you train the tire tools, and the more you do your meditation and set intention and detune and all of that sort of stuff, the more efficient you can get at it. It's like going to the gym. When you start, you can only do one push-up, and 2 years into it, you can do 100 push-ups easily. Your brain and your mind are muscles that you can train.
And definitely.
Yeah. And once you learn how to do that, you can access a higher level of clarity more easily. And, you know, we should be able to access that clarity pretty much constantly, including, as you said, David, when things don't work out your way. It's not about having a perfect life. A lot of people confuse spirituality and religion and mindset with having a perfect life, but it's not about that at all. It's just with being able to manage whatever challenges come at you more effectively.
Well, and what I found too, over and over and over again, is when we manage our vibration, we keep our vibration up all the time as often as possible, and notice when we start to dip down, being appreciative of the little dip so that we're not pushing against it, so we're not fighting it, and finding things, tools that work for us that are internal tools, not necessarily things that we need that are external, to slow down that downward spiral and to reverse that. And eventually the polarity will pull you back up, if nothing else. But when we get into that downward spiral and we start the thought process and we start, you know, thinking about negative things, and then the doubt comes in, and then the fear sets in, and then it's just a runaway train at that point. And, you know, getting out of that fear space. And right now, I see so much fear in the world. You know, the stream said when COVID was first, announced as a thing, and we first became globally aware of it, you know, we had a meeting with the stream, and the stream said this will get much worse if mass fear consciousness takes hold, and it did, and we saw it get much worse. And I still see it. Somebody posted it, and, you know, I'm not, what I do on Facebook, for all of you that are on Facebook, this is my new little tactic. I don't like my general Facebook feed because it's just all over the place. There's a lot of negative stuff, a lot of politics, a lot of fear around COVID-19, a lot of arguing, a lot of belittling people on both sides of political issues, you know, especially if you're in the United States right now. Mm. And what I found is that if I jump onto Facebook, because I like elements of Facebook. I love my Facebook group. If you're not in Taya Global Awakening, go join Taya Global Awakening. We are all about teaching this practice in there. But I like going to my groups, and I like, you know, interacting with other like-minded people, and even people that aren't necessarily like-minded but aren't necessarily just posting a lot of negative stuff. So I flip over, and I get out of that on my app on my phone. I get out of that general feed, you know, pretty quick. So I just don't want to be part of it. But inevitably, something pops up on top. It'll grab my attention just like anyone else. And I saw a post yesterday, you know, about how horrible COVID-19 is, and you know, what is your reality around this? And I started reading some of the you know, responses, and the overwhelming responses were very fear-based. It's going to kill everybody. I've known so many people that have died from it, and it's awful, and it's terrible. And then somebody had the nerve to say, well, there's a really high recovery rate. Most people don't die from it. It's actually not that bad. And then everyone just piled on that poor person, you know, kind of really criticizing them for not being fearful enough about it. And I understand if you've lost someone that you love to something, you're going to have a different perspective. But we need to zoom out a little bit and take a breath and realize, okay, our collective fear of anything is going to give it power, whether it's the president or a disease or, you know, whatever it is, collective fear of whatever is going to give power to it. So the best thing that we can do is turn our attention toward what we want. And for me, this doesn't mean that I'm not going to get something. You know, I may get COVID-19. Who knows? You know, I'm not doing, I'm not going out and licking shopping carts at the supermarket. Yeah. I am wearing a mask when I'm out in public and doing all of that, you know, the stuff. I'm putting hand sanitizer on. But I'm not living in fear of it either. You know, if I get it, I get it. If I, you know, were to die from it, I would die from it. And I'm an eternal being, so I'm not really concerned about that. I do have a very good life that I like very much, that I want to continue for a number of years. But I just can't live in fear of stuff. And one thing that keeps me out of fear is my all-day source connection. I'm constantly looking for things to appreciate. I'm really paying attention to my breathing and what I'm consuming as far as food goes. You know, anything that takes my vibration down, I steer clear of now. And that's what the Taya practice is. I'm just in this heady state almost all the time. And the more you're up there and the more you appreciate little things, the more the universe is going to send, exactly, of like nature to appreciate.
Yeah. Hey, David, we need to prep everyone for the next session. Are we going to do a meditation?
We are. What we're going to do for the next session, if you're listening, you came on a very special day, especially if you're live, but if you're listening to a recording, it's going to work as well. So what we're going to do is in a couple of minutes, we'll go to break. When we come back, we're going to do a meditation with the stream. And it's not going to be silence. You're not going to sit and listen to a silent radio or podcast or however you're listening to this in the future. It's not going to be that. I will bring in the stream, and the stream will do whatever. Then we're going to set the intention for them to sort of take us on a little meditative journey, and Matt is going to interact with them and ask questions, but it's going to be more of a meditation. And we've never done this before, so this is a big experimental live
radio. World exclusive.
World exclusive first. So you're here for a good reason. You're here on a special day. So we're going to do that. We're going to do a group meditation that's going to be a guided type of meditation that's going to be interactive between Matt and the stream. And if you're driving right now, just listen and appreciate it. Don't go into meditative state. I don't think I need to tell you that. But if you're in a car and you're driving and you're listening to us right now, go back and do the meditation at another time where you're sequestered and you're in a safe space to get into more of a meditative state.
Yeah, and you can still participate with it in a conscious way. You know, you can just listen to it and see what emotions it brings up and what feelings it brings up while concentrating on the road.
Yeah, I think you brought up a good point too, because this all day meditative state is not about closing your eyes and breathing and being quiet. It's about finding things to appreciate and raising your vibration, which is what meditation is all about anyway, while you're doing your daily life. So that's a very good point that you brought up. Yeah. So let's take our commercial break. Anything else, Matt?
No, just get ready. And when we're back, we'll do a beautiful meditation.
Okay, we'll be right back with Matt and the stream.
Bye, guys. See you soon.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
As I'm sure you know, it is time to celebrate self-discovery and personal growth. But you know, your efforts have to be consistent in order to stay balanced and to overcome depression and fears. So, what new books are available? How do you stay centered? Elizabeth Joyce and her guests will help you find out. That's Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out, Mondays at 6 p.m. on Om Times Radio.
We are experiencing a global reset, and much of the world is living in fear. But I see Taya practitioners thriving in this new reality.
I see Taya overflowing in every aspect of my life. It's just truly magnificent. There were times that I was not self-assured and didn't have the self-confidence, but now I'm fearless. I really love myself, and I know how to live in joy and let go of all these things that held me back from living this beautiful life I've always dreamed of. And it's amazing how rapidly those things start showing up once you practice Taya.
It changes everything about you, and it will affect all other aspects of your life, your health, your career, your money, your relationships. And I think that certainly has helped with my anxiety, with my mental health. I'm realizing that, wait a second, I deserve the best in life.
Visit thestreamofdavid.com/TYA to learn more about the Taya Mindset Practice and Taya Bootcamp.
A social distancing tip. Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
We are here.
Thank you for joining us today. We're excited to try something different, and we're wondering if you might lead us in a meditation today for the next few minutes, so that we could explore the idea of staying connected to our source connection throughout our days.
We are going to take you on a little journey with us. And to begin this journey, we want you to understand that you are part of us, that we are part of you. We want you to close your eyes if you're able, and we want you to breathe in a deep 8-count breath. Breathe in for a count of 8, and then hold your breath for a count of 8, and then slowly exhale for a slow count of 8. Take a 4 count at the bottom, void of breath, and repeat this cycle. And as you listen to our words, let your only thoughts be using your imagination to go where we are guiding you. Imagination is a creative tool. In fact, everything that has ever been created began as imagination. So your imagination is a powerful gift that connects you directly to our energy. So take this 8-count breath and continue it, and imagine yourselves, your consciousness, drifting away from your physical being. And in your imagining this, imagine your awareness becoming omnipresent. Imagine that your awareness is of all things everywhere, and you are zooming out from your home or wherever you are, from your town, from your nation, from your planet, zooming out into your solar system, out into the universe, blanketed with stars. You are out in the darkness, but it is not dark, for you have full awareness of all that is, full appreciation for all that is, including that which you are. You are able now, with your imagination, to see yourself as we see you, as a perfect eternal being, having a very temporary human experience, one that is rich in contrast. It is our promise to you, the more contrast that you have endured, the more depth your soul consciousness has been seeking. And now is the time, while you're up here with us, zoomed out, to see things a little differently, to understand your eternal nature, to understand both positive and negative, the things that you consider negative now from our perspective are building blocks of new creation, especially for you, those things in your lives, the things that perhaps you cannot look upon in full appreciation from your human perspective, you can come back to this place and revisit anytime you want and understand the perfection of it all, that there is nothing on your planet that is going to end that which you are. You're eternal. You are powerful. You can create anything in your lives that you wish to create. Most humans barely tap into their full creative potential. And you hold the capacity to shift your reality at any time you want. And the more you come here and visit with us, the more your desires to shift reality perhaps will change to one where material things are not necessarily the highest priority, but your love of self, your clarity of what your life and the universe is all about, and your appreciation for all that is, shifts. And the smallest shift will change you. The smallest shift will bring you to a place of joy, a place of inner peace, a place where you can appreciate exactly where you are right now in your life. This is a higher perspective that is available to you at all times. We refer to this as zooming out. And now you have the tools to do it. And as Matt mentioned earlier, the more you practice this through appreciation and love of self, the better you will get at it. The more information you will receive, the more clarity you will receive. You are in a very special place that few human beings ever reach intentionally. It's available to all. But if you are hearing these words, you have manifested yourself here for a reason, because your soul consciousness is calling you forward. While in your physical state, as a human being, gaining the ability to connect with this energy that is part of you and always has been. This is your true intention. This is why you are here hearing these words right now. You are loved and you are worthy. Matt, would you like to ask some questions of us?
Thank you. Beautiful meditation and beautiful words. Thank you. We can feel your energy and love and appreciation for us. Just some guidance for us, please, on how people can carry on even for the rest of their day today and just tap into some of this emotion and energy, the vibration that we're experiencing.
Understand that we do not judge anything that is occurring in your environment. We hold appreciation for all of it. And we hold nothing but love and appreciation for you. This is why when you're not appreciating and loving yourselves, you feel bad, because you have disconnected yourselves from our energy. When you are appreciating and loving yourselves, you feel our presence. We are always there. Finding ways to love and appreciate that which you are, as you are, connects you directly to our energy. And using your imagination to bridge the gap between where you perhaps are in any given moment and where we are, which is always residing within you, is a very, very, very powerful tool.
Mm-hmm. Can you explain a little more to us about this idea of imagination? It really is just imagining as is. Is that how it works, as like children do?
Children have not yet absorbed the very 3D human teachings that your imagination is not very useful. Though look at the most successful among you, the happiest among you, are all utilizing their imagination to create art, to create technology, to create new advances that serve all humanity, and they bask in the glory of that creation. They are using their imagination. You are all using it, but to what end? And in understanding that using your imagination as the spark of new creation is the reason that you came to this life on planet Earth. And allowing your obstacles, the negative things that you have manifested from your down the spiral, lower vibrational time, and you all have it, allowing those things to serve as the launch pad for your next new creation, and understanding that you imagining an improvement, an evolution, a solution to whatever that obstacle is, regardless of the magnitude in your opinion, that is the process of universal creation that it created the entire universe. Mm-hmm. This is how powerful you are. And this is the creative power that you all hold to change anything about you or your lives that you wish to change.
Mm-hmm. And so it's using the imagination to think and create a solution, and then holding that solution in our minds regularly.
It is using your imagination to imagine the best possible outcome and trusting the universe to create the solution and drop it right into your mind. That is more valuable than going and searching for solutions. It is allowing the solutions. It is using your imagination to feel what the solving of it feels like.
Mm. And so it's these emotions that will bring in the emotions that kind of push us up and down our spiral, and focusing on the emotions we want to feel when everything is solved.
Indeed. The feeling of appreciation for the solving of, and the imagining a positive outcome without being so specific, because you reach this tipping point where you become so specific in your desires that you are placing a lot of pressure on universal creation that can actually drive it away. Whereas when you simply trust the universe to come up with the best possible solution and provide it back to you, mm-hmm. via your imagination, you are then in vibrational alignment for change, for positive change.
And that's when we hear stories of people saying things just magically fell into place, or I bumped into someone coincidentally and everything changed.
Life is as magical as you allow it to be.
That's true. That's true. Do you have any, we've got about 3 minutes left. Do you have any final guidance for us? I always find it funny giving you a time restriction, given that you exist in no time.
We work with your intentions, and we understand the linear time that you exist in or believe that you exist in, and we are eager to come and play and interact in such a way that we can utilize these mediums that you have created to interact with all of you, all who are ready for what we have to teach. And what we have to teach is really quite simple. We teach you to love yourselves as you are, regardless of where you have been or what you have gone through. We teach you that your self-love and your appreciation for all that is, including your so-called mistakes, your errors, your transgressors, will bring you to a place of releasing those transgressors and viewing them very differently than perhaps you do right now. And when you view those transgressors differently, you detune the negative power that they hold over you today. That is a message that we want everyone who is ready to fully understand the process of universal creation, that which you often call law of attraction. That eliminates the roadblocks that many of you often encounter. Humanity is coming to a full awareness that you create your own realities. In doing so, are questioning all of your institutions, and in questioning your institutions, you are watching them crumble. And in the crumbling of the institutions, you are stepping into your own full creative power. And we guide you to be excited about that and be eager about that and not fearful. You are all eternal beings. There is nothing that can happen to you on this planet that can end that which you are. Bask in that glory that this is a temporary situation, and you will enjoy it much more when you view it from that higher perspective. We will allow you to return now to your 3D state of being, already in progress.
Thank you.
With much love.
Such a beautiful.
That is all we have.
Oh, namaste. Ah, that was so lovely.
It was very calm.
Such a nice.
I remember it just felt very calm coming out of that. Now I'm getting buzzy from it. Wow, very cool. It felt cool. I hope everybody enjoyed that little trip, little zoom out that we like to do. We do have other guided meditations. You go to my website, there's other guided meditations that you can get on our website. And the most popular one is called The Vault, which is all about manifesting money. My favorite one is Source Connection, though, which is connecting the source. But, you know, money's not a bad thing either. I'm not trying to make it sound like a bad thing. But anyway, so those are available there. But I like doing that on here. So send us some feedback. You can actually send an email to david@thestreamofdavid.com. And I do see most of those. And I would love to get your feedback if you like that little meditation that we just did or what you want from the show. I would love to hear from you. So email david@thestreamofdavid.com and let us know what you think. We will be right back after this break to wrap up with Matt.
Bye, guys. See you soon.
Soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business by tuning in on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Mountain. Join me for your light language activation and let's magnetize and monetize.
I'm David Strickle, channel, author, and creator of the Taya Mindset Practice. Taya is a set of mindset tools that I co-created with the eternal wisdom of the stream. Join us in the Taya community, where we learn to release fear and truly trust the universe to deliver everything that we want and need.
This work is profound. If you do the Taya Bootcamp and maintain a daily practice, you will fundamentally change your life. I've maintained my practice pretty regularly since graduating. I meditate every day, I trust the universe to deliver what I want, I set intentions for my day, and I monitor my vibe up and down my virtual spiral. Doing these things consistently and regularly has made me a better father to my kids, a better lover to my partner, and a better boss to my team. This work is transformational and it will completely change your life. I can't recommend it enough.
Learn the mindset practice that is changing lives all over the world.
Visit thestreamofdavid.com/TYA to learn more and book your free discovery meeting today.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is gonna help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
And we're back with Matt Garden. Hi, Matt.
Hey, David, how are you?
I'm good. I'm always good after I channel the stream. I don't really remember anything that's said, but I always feel good. So how was that?
I really liked it. It was a really lovely little meditation. They did a nice zooming out and just kind of tapping into our higher consciousness and just connecting with our higher self that's always there. And then we had time for some questions afterwards about the importance of imagination and how important it is to just, you know, imagine solutions and trust the universe to give you the inspiration you need to get out of trouble.
That's cool. You know, that's a lot of stuff in about a 10-minute span. That's really good.
Yeah, yeah. That we went. You know, it's getting really efficient now.
you dove into the multiverse in less than 10 minutes. Cool.
Yeah. So the meditation was lovely. It was just a really nice, some focused breathing and some zooming out and just experiencing ourselves from the void, you know, from the realm of where our souls reside. So it was lovely. I'm all kind of soft and mellow now, which was really nice.
A good mellow meditation. That's good. Well, the zooming out thing is important. And I will tell you that, you know, I do that all day long is zoom to the higher perspective of non-judgment. And one way you can zoom out, and I did a TikTok the other day. I'm going to do some more TikTok videos if you're on TikTok. I'm sure we have lots of crossover between the Stream of David and TikTok. I'm sure we don't, but yeah, I'm trying to reach a different audience in a different way because I think these tools have value for every generation, and certainly the younger generation is responding nicely, at least the ones that are, you know, following me on TikTok, to what we're putting out there. And zooming out can be as easy as encountering something that might normally take you down your spiral and stopping yourself and saying to yourself, if I remove fear and I remove judgment, how do I feel about this? That's a really good way to zoom out without necessarily getting into, 888 breathing and all that stuff in the moment of things. Yeah. Because I found that, you know, I started meditating, 11 years ago, and I had this major, a Kundalini awakening, if you will, and my whole life just changed after that. But I did spend a lot of time still in the 3D world, not connected, and I wanted that feeling all the time. And now I know that I can walk around in waking life and somewhat function in waking life in a somewhat connected, I don't want to call it meditative state, it's a connected state. Because meditation is all about source connection. There's really that is the purpose of it. Because source is really our higher self connection. And our higher self is part of the source of all creation. That's my belief system. That's how I view the universe. I think everybody has a right to believe what they want, but that's how I make sense of all of this. And when we quiet mind, we meditate, that natural connection that's always there is realized by us. So that's why we meditate. And when I figured that out, that's when I really had the awakening. And then I wanted it all the time. And I realized that, well, gosh, I don't have to sit in silence. And I certainly don't have to sit in a certain position. I don't have to be in a Zen garden. You know, it's nice if you have those things, but I don't have to. I taught myself to meditate at JFK Airport, you know, one of the most chaotic places on the planet. So this connectedness is the key here, is keeping that appreciation going all day long. so that you are connected to source, you do feel very light and joyful, if not even buzzy from it. And then just magical thing after magical thing just crosses your path. And really appreciating the little things is such a key component of that. I know I posted one time, somebody was really in despair in one of the Facebook groups that I was a member of. And I started just talking about these very basic tools. And I said, you know, you start by appreciating the little things like manifesting a parking place. And some woman took such exception to that. You know, this woman is in distress and you're talking to her about parking spaces and it's just so idiotic. And you just got, she really was bent out of shape about it. And she didn't understand that, you know, what I was talking about was taking the little things that we can manifest with ease and find appreciation for them and use that as a building block to go up and up and up from there and then solve your big problems in life. But, you know, when people want to stay in that victim space, sometimes it's hard to pull them out of it. It really is.
Yeah.
And it's not my job to pull them out of it anyway. I just want to give tools to people because I see, you know, in Taya Boot Camp and the Taya community, how these tools change people's lives so profoundly that I want to teach this to everybody.
Everybody's well, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful framework to manage your life. You know, it's very simple. That it has no judgment. It empowers you to live a life you want to live, and it gets out of the way for you to do it. You know, what were we joking about? The first rule about Taya is there are no rules.
Yeah, that's true. The first rule of Taya is the last rule. There are no rules, and that's it. Well, because, you know, life is, source is not about judging us or assigning rules. You know, we're here to live our lives as we do. And, you know, what the stream, not to get too deep into it in the last, you know, 5 minutes that we have to talk here, but, you know, the stream got really deep with me in this cycle of a soul and this cycle of humanity where, you know, the majority of the time that we've been human beings on planet Earth, we were naturally connected to source. Because we didn't have all these tools and distractions and things like that. And then we separated ourselves from that connection to build societies and create technology and get to where we are now as humanity. It actually served a purpose. But now we're coming full circle. And this is what I love about where we are right now. And this is why I think everything that's going on our planet right now is all this disruption is such a beautiful thing. Because we're all coming to see that, wait a minute, we have all this technology. You know, we can travel all over the world. You know, we can hop on Zoom and meet with anybody on the planet just about at any time that we want, as long as they have Zoom in their country. And, you know, we can be on Facebook, we can build communities, we can make friends with people that we've never seen in person. You know, the world has changed to a virtual environment. And the positive of that, there's contrast on all topics, the positive of that is that we're all coming together like never before as humanity. We're sort of coming full circle back to this, hey, we need to think about the source connection thing. We need time downtime. We need silence. We need self-appreciation time. We don't need to just be go, 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 go all the time because we're really separating ourselves so from everything that's available to us. And if we allow life to be magical, life will be magical. But if we get stuck in a 3D rut of believing that we've got to, you know, get a certain type of education, a certain kind of job, and a certain kind of relationship, and, you know, just live life in a template, it's not going to be as magical. And I've proven to myself, and you know, how magical life can truly be. It really can be. It can be, you know, you can really allow the universe to pamper you in every possible way and have everything just work out perfectly. Even when it doesn't seem like it's perfect, I know now that it is perfect. Perfect imperfection.
Exactly. And that's what we want is to just enjoy that and trust that it's going to work out.
Yeah, the most important word in language is trust, like I said earlier. So it's kind of to dive in a little bit to what we talked about on Friday. We got into the whole wormhole thing, the, you know, what do you call it? As above, so below, how our lives are a mirror image. What was the biggest thing that you got out of that in the last few minutes? Let's kind of dive into that a little bit.
Yeah, I think, you know, the biggest thing I understood and this kind of was a reflection of it today as well, is what's happening in our little lives is the same as what's happening in the universe. You know, we have an energetic vibrational spiral, that and that spiral moves up and down we have polarity where sometimes the spiral is tugged down and there's kind of a friction between what we want and what we don't have. And then we have expansion, which is that joy and delight that we feel when we have new thought, when things work out, when we're having fun experiences, when we're being childlike. And the universe functions in the same way. You know, on a bigger scale, there's contrast on all topics, and there's things that people work together to overcome. And once they do, there's an expansion and a joy, and that expansion and that joy is felt and reverberates out through the universe. You know, one of the things that has always struck with me is when Source says, whenever there's a new thought, that thought contributes to the expansion of the universe. You know, and that thought can be positive or it can be negative, but when it's a positive one, it kind of grows quicker than when it's a negative one. So I love that idea of actually the massive universe operates on the same rules and the same structure that we do it at a tiny little level. You know, I really like that idea of what's happening in our lives is a reflection of what happens in the universe.
Yeah, universal creation is the same whether it's the entire universe or it's our life. That's true. It is a mirror image. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, and I think that that when they kind of dove into this idea of understanding that positive is more powerful than negative. A lot of people seem to take exception to that because they think there's just balance and everything. But really, if you look at your life and you look at life in general, even our weather patterns are an example of this, how a storm will come through, the storm causes some destruction, sort of does a clean sweep of things and sort of takes out the weak branches, if you will, and then we rebuild. And we come back and rebuild bigger and better than ever. And this, you know, the blue skies return. And that's how life really is. Yeah. And it's very easy if you're living in a negative vibration to start looking at everything as negative, but it's not.
And the balance is exactly that. If there wasn't negative, everything would just keep exploding in perfection all the time. And it would just run out of control.
Yeah. It would be, from what I understand from the stream, it'd be stagnant because it would. You can't exist in perfection because there's no tension, and it takes tension to create something new. And the tension is created by negative coming through, you know, pandemics, political unrest, you know, all recessions, all the things that we've manifested simultaneously right now, all of these
hurricanes.
Things we've got going on. Exactly. All the things we've got going on the planet right now sweep through and take us to a higher level. So every negative thing that's out there, if you start looking at that, is this is a catalyst to take us someplace even better. That is a whole different way of looking at things. And then you can step back and be an appreciation of it and really allow the universe to come and deliver change.
And everything you want and consciously create that change for a more positive outcome, or for a more considered outcome. You know, instead of decide what you want that change to be and wait for the inspiration that the universe wants to give you. You know, there's that beautiful saying, always look for the light because it's looking for you.
I love that. That's one of my favorite stream sayings. Yeah.
Yeah.
The light, always look for the light is always looking for you. And that's true.
Yeah.
But if we don't look for it, you know, if you look for darkness, you're going to find it. If you look for problems, you're going to find it. If you look for solutions in light, you will find that. We're going to find what we focus on every single time. And we all have the power to experiment with this stuff. You know, if there's something that's really bothering you, a person or a circumstance or something going on in your life that's really bothering you, we'll wrap up with this little tidbit. Find 3 to 5 things to appreciate about them and hold that appreciation and watch how it changes. It's a magical process, but it works very well. And then from there, you can start using that in every area of your life.
Yeah. Well, there's that beautiful parable about the Chinese woman who goes to see her doctor and she says, look, my mother-in-law's just moved in with me. I can't stand her. Can you please give me some poison? I need to kill her. And the doctor says, okay, here, I'll give you this powder. It's very potent, put a little bit in her tea every day, and she will die in a couple of months. But so that no one suspects you, you must be really nice to her and get to know her and befriend her, and then no one will know. And she goes, okay, I'll do it. And she comes back about a month later and she goes, doctor, please, you have to give me a remedy to swap it around. I'm really fond of her now. I adore her. I don't want her to die. You know, and the doctor says, I didn't give you anything. It was just green tea.
That's a really, I love that. That's
yeah, it's fantastic, isn't it?
That's a great way of presenting that story. Yeah, I was kind of wondering who this murderous doctor was that's going to help.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic story. I love that because that it really does work. You can find things to really dislike about somebody, even loathe them, or you can find things to appreciate, it, even if they're treating you poorly. I'm not talking about abuse. You know, we're not wanting to put you in the place of in the path of abuse. But if someone's annoying to you, finding things to appreciate about them gives you power.
Yeah.
For sure. Absolutely. Because you can change their behavior toward you in doing that. And abuse is a whole different topic that we don't have time to cover because we're wrapping up right now.
We're out of time.
We'll dive into that topic another time.
Saved by the bell.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you all so much for listening. I hope you really enjoyed the show. Again, send us an email at david@thestreamofdavid.com. Let us know how you liked it. Matt, thank you so much as always for being here. I do appreciate it.
Thanks, David. Pleasure, man. It was fun. Love you guys. Bye-bye. Namaste.